It's a union church. It's made up of Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, and Christian disciples. Hmm. It was formed in about 100 years ago. My grandmother, Ms. and Mr. Archer, Presbyterian preacher from Greenville, who had a little Presbyterian church here in the town. Well, we first had it out on the Egypt Ridge, and when the railroad came through and they moved the town from Bolivar here for Norwich, they sold the church to the Negroes out here, and they moved it, took the money and built a church in Benoit, Presbyterian Church. And after 2 years' time, it burned. So then Mr. and my grandmother, she was a great mover in the church, decided they would get up money to build a new church. And then looking the thing over, my grandmother told Mr. says, "Mr., you know, nearly all the people in this town a Methodist or Baptist," and said, "How about let's build a union church? Let's talk to them about it." So they talked it over with the other denominations. They had been letting the Baptists and Methodists use that church before it burned one Sunday each in the month anyway.
Yes, sir.
Said, "Why not let's just build a union church and let each denomination furnish a preacher on that Sunday?" Well, they had four denominations. Well, they decided they'd do it. So they got out then to raise money for a union church. And my grandmother said the biggest donation they got was from a Jew.
Really?
Hmm. Dave from Rosedale was an old Confederate veteran and a friend of hers, friend of the family, heard that she'd getting up money for a church. He sent her a check for $100. That's a pile of money in those days.
Yes, sir.
And they got up $1,200. Hmm. And they built a frame building. Nice little frame building out there. Church I went to when I was a boy. Well, they served just like I tell you. Each supplied his own pastor. Each denomination his own pastor. Each was responsible for religious services on that day. And one Sunday you'd listen to a Baptist preaching, next Sunday a Methodist preaching, next Sunday a Presbyterian preaching, the congregation about the same. But each one had kept their own denomination. Each one a strong Methodist church, a strong Baptist church. But we listened to the doctrines of each other. And there never was one single solitary cause of dissension that came up. Not in this whole life of that church. Well, that sufficed this neighborhood until 1937. They decided they need a new building. So they built this brick building, this new brick building out here, same way. In the meantime, the Christian people, the congregation played out, and they let the Methodist church use their Sunday. So the Methodists have two Sundays. And because they had a resident preacher here.
Yes,
sir. The other denominations didn't have a resident preacher, but the Methodist preacher lived here. So they give them two Sundays. Well, that's the way it's run now. And every year, the Baptists will furnish a revival. The Baptists will furnish the preaching and get up the revival for this year. Next year, the Methodists. Next year, the Presbyterians. And that's where it's been going, and it never has had one single solitary cause of dissension in the life of this church. And each one of them got a good, strong Methodist church, good Baptist, didn't they? Each one of them good organization. And you see, now the strength of that is this. They're not trying to make everybody believe the same thing.
Right.
They're letting everybody come in and believe what your doctrine is. Well, that's what you believe, as long as you're fundamentally Christian. Now they wouldn't put up with anybody who wasn't fundamentally Christian. They let him go.